Good morning, everyone. This is Sal Selly. Happy Juneteenth, 2020. Today is the 155-year anniversary of the announcement of the abolition of slavery. Freedom Day, or Juneteenth, Independence Day, is an American holiday that commemorates the June 19th, 1865 announcement of the abolition of slavery in Texas, and more generally, the emancipation of enslaved African Americans throughout the former Confederate States of America. This is a day where we should stop, pause, and reflect on how far we have come and the immense sacrifices, pain, anguish, trials, and tribulations our ancestors and forefathers went through to get out of where they were, to get freedom, to live with dignity, to have hope, to recognize and realize that if you put in the effort, good things will happen. There's still a long way to go. We are living in tough and challenging times with COVID-19, the unnecessary death of George Floyd, the resulting racial riots and protests all across the US and across the globe, and the stress of not knowing what is going to happen. No doubt some would say that this is a perfect storm with the confluence of multiple factors that can create angst, anxiety, chaos, and confusion. While there are situations and changes that we have no control over, we can control how we react to those changes. The economic climate is uncertain as well. Companies are shutting down, filing for bankruptcy, putting all kinds of infrastructure expenditures on hold, whether that is technology or business-related expenses. And as a result, folks that are in sales are finding it difficult to continue to prospect and generate business. I agree, it is a difficult time. However, how we react to that difficult time is completely in our hands. So there are two ways to react to it. The first is you succumb to it and you get caught up in the whirlwind of negative emotion. And that paralyzes you. And you start going down a downward spiral of despair, depression, hopelessness. And that only makes things worse. It is a self-fulfilling prophecy. The other approach, or the other reaction to it, is you recognize that it is a difficult situation and you tweak, change, modify, reinvent your past behavior that will no longer give you the results that you want. If nothing changes, nothing changes. If you want a different result, you have to do a different action. In my opinion, the latter approach is a more practical approach, which will generate results. What do I mean by that? In a sales situation, that means altering how you are approaching your customers. Their needs have changed. So move in the direction of the customer's need and the situation and the economic environment. Bruce Lee, one of the greatest martial arts experts ever present, stated, "In order to control myself, I must first accept myself by going with and not against my nature." Your managers and your leaders are going to ask you to do more. They are going to ask you to stretch. They're going to ask you to go outside your comfort zone. And you may feel that it is too much. And you may feel pressured. And you may feel stressed. And you may feel that, what have I signed up for? This is not what I had intended to do. And that's okay, because that's the truth. These are extreme measures, but we are living in an extreme situation. So that requires us to move outside our comfort zone. That requires us to work smarter and harder. It requires us to go above and beyond. It requires us to do more. It requires us to run faster, just to continue to survive. So please recognize that everybody is under a lot of pressure. Your managers, your leaders, the folks that are at the top of the organization. But everybody is trying to do their best. Nobody is trying to make life difficult for you or just trying to create problems. Everybody is trying to maximize what they can control and continue on and weather the storm and come out stronger on the other side. So if you need to increase the number of calls that you're making to your prospects every day, go ahead and do it. If you need to approach them differently than what you used to before, go ahead and do it. As an example, we all know what is happening in the economy. We know that companies are now having their employees work from home. We know that connected workplaces are going to be important. We know that remote organizations are going to be the norm rather than the exception. So instead of trying to fight that, let's provide solutions that help customers achieve that, whether that is VDI or whether that is VPNs or setting up people with security to prevent anti-malware threats and phishing attacks, or whether it is positioning ourselves as a managed services provider. These are the different approaches that are in line with today's reality. Don't fight it. Go with it. And that is a different mindset. You may need to learn a new way of positioning our solutions or your solutions, and that's okay. The folks that reinvent themselves are the ones who will survive. And otherwise, if you want to continue doing what you're doing, you are not going to have the impact and the effect that you desire. If you are in sales and you're not getting the results, then you may be put on an action plan, which may morph into a performance improvement plan. And if still nothing happens, then quite frankly, you may lose your job. So if you don't want that to happen, please tweak your behavior and get smarter about it. You can do it. You are in that position because the company has faith in you and your leader has faith in you. As Sylvester Stallone said, "I believe there's an inner power that makes winners or losers. And the winners are the ones who really listen to the truth of their hearts." So what is your heart telling you? You have to keep the faith. I mean, you don't have to, but my suggestion is you can choose to. In previous times in our history, when things have been difficult, and they have, the ones that continue to strive and push through are the ones who will eventually bear the benefit and get the fruit of their labor. Hannah Smith quoted, "Remember always that there are two things which are more utterly incompatible even than oil and water, and these two are trust and worry." Abraham Lincoln said, "God is the silent partner in all great enterprises. Why are you worrying? Put your faith in God and take action, and good things will happen. Buckle down, don't complain. Nobody's telling you to turn a blind eye to the reality and the difficult situation, but don't let it succumb. You don't succumb to it. Don't let it overpower you. Keep it in perspective and keep moving on. In order to make way for the new, you must give up the old. Faith is not merely holding on to God. It is God holding on to you." That's by Corrie ten Boom. "This too shall pass. Nothing lasts forever." We have seen that with every difficult, challenging situation comes opportunity. And those that spot the opportunity and are willing to put in the effort and the action will benefit from it and move forward and come out stronger on the other side. If there is little faith within us, the smallest concerns will fill our hearts with great anxiety. If we are full of faith, there will be little room for fear to take hold. Don't let fear take hold of you. Have confidence in your abilities. Have confidence in yourself. Have confidence in your leaders. Faith is not intelligent understanding. Faith is deliberate commitment to a person where I see no way. That is a quote by Oswald Chambers. To conclude, Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase." So folks, we cannot see the whole staircase right now. And that's okay. Take the first step, even if you cannot see it, knowing that in time you will start to see it. In time, we will get past this. In time, things will start to normalize. And when that happens, you will be a stronger, better person, more equipped to handle the next challenge and opportunity. Keep the faith. Patience and diligence, like faith, move mountains, as William Penn said. I know that we together can get past this. It will be tough for a while, but be positive and be happy and keep the faith and be passionate and get excited about what you're doing, even if you are not seeing the results right away. It will get better, and it is amazing what you can accomplish if you do not care who gets the credit. That's Harry Truman. When you don't make it about titles, individuals, and reporting relationships, but instead you focus on what's best for the business and the organization, good things will happen. Put yourself second and keep moving forward. On your team, is everyone willing to push, claw, and strive for that extra inch? Are they willing to move forward one step at a time? Are they willing to pull their colleague forward and encourage them to keep on going, even when things get tough, especially when things get tough, like right now? This is the team culture you want to build as a leader. That is the team people will want to be on. That is the winning team. Together, everyone achieves more. Is it hard to build such a team? Absolutely. Are there going to be folks within the team that will always try to find fault and be negative and cause you stress and hardship and try to pull the team down? Yes. Is it worth building such a team? Absolutely. Inch by inch, step by step, it can be done. Expand your perspective on what is possible and then go and just do it. This is Sal Selly. Happy Juneteenth 2020. And talk to you soon. Have a great day and an awesome week ahead. Thank you for listening.